I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Today, around 2 million Muslim pilgrims will be completing the annual pilgrimage to Mecca. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says there are some interesting opportunities.
We know of some Muslims who have come to Christ, but they haven't widely publicized it. They haven't changed their identity papers specifically so they can go to Mecca, because Mecca is a city that is closed to non-Muslims. And so these people can still get in. They can still be there and share the gospel during this season.
You could say the Hajj is a call to prayer for everyone. Learn more about Saudi Arabia, the home of Mecca, at our website. Next, human rights groups are sounding the alarm in Russia. In a case similar to Kazakh pastor Kushkumbayev, a protester is being forced to undergo psychiatric treatment. The Moscow court's decision has many concerns, including Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
Rights campaigners in Russia are basically calling it a return to Soviet practices. Our prayer is that this would not continue and, above all, not be targeted at Christians.
If this continues, it would make evangelism practically impossible. Pray. And a clinic in Romania is giving more than health care. AMG International workers are sharing the gospel and praying with their patients at the Diaconia Medical Center. They also use medical outreach to share Christ with people who might not come to the clinic. At a recent health fair, workers shared the gospel and gave New Testaments to over 600 people. Pray this clinic can keep evangelizing by caring for physical needs. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You sometimes think you've disappointed God. With your best gift, Mission Network News is sending you the book, The God Who Walks Beside Us by David Roper. He reminds us that God is there, ready to use us despite our failures. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.